Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. As you may have guessed that Bob is not in today. So he gave me the keys to his mansion and said, Benny Love, can you go over there and hold down the show till I get back? So, you know me, I'll never turn down an opportunity to go and party in somebody else's mansion. So don't change your dial. I know y'all used to listening to Bob Ivory on the Spectrum, but today it's gonna be Benny Love. It's gonna be a little different, right? I hope you enjoy it as we come in here, and you know we gonna make it happen up in here. We're not gonna tear up the house, you know what I mean? But we gonna definitely leave our mark, right? This is still Bashani Radio app, or you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com. I know Bob always give you guys some super great shows, and this is gonna be another one. Just gonna be a little different because Benny Love is just taking over the. I'm taking over the microphone in the Spectrum mansion. All right. So I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Today, you know what I got on my mind? If y'all know anything about Benny Love, I want to talk about some love principles, right? Some principles that I think that I've learned, and in no way am I an expert on relationships. I make as many mistakes as all of you make mistakes, right? But one thing I do know, I learn lessons. In every lesson, there's a blessing. And in every blessing, there's a lesson. So today I want to talk about some of the lesson principles I've learned in love. All right. So make sure you get your whatever you're drinking and ease your mind so I can ease your thinking. And you're going to ride with me. It ain't often that Mr. Bob Ivory let people come up in the mansion. But I decided he gave me the code to the door. So I'm coming on through here today, baby. And I can promise Mr. Bob Ivory will be right back in this hot chair and in this chair next week, all right? This is Benny Love, your concierge of love, a.k.a. Mr. Midnight, a.k.a. Chocolate Thunder, a.k.a. You know it sound good, right? See, this is what happens when you let other people all up in your house and stuff and when you go, right? I gotta go in his refrigerator though and see if he left some food up in there. Some, you know, I'm a vegetarian. I don't know if he left some vegetarian food up in there. But while I'm over here in the studio doing this show, I'm gonna have to eat something or drink something. And but Bob will be back next week right here on the same channel with the Spectrum. But today, I'm sorry, ladies, this is what you got. You got me. So I hope I can make you happy, and I hope you can enjoy this show. All right? So today I want to talk about love principles. You know, what I've learned in some things I've learned going through love and relationships. And I realize there's a lot we can learn from each other as long as we take the time to really navigate this place we call love, right? And I don't regret not one thing that ever happened in any relationship I've had. Because what one thing I've learned is that in every relationship, I have learned something. And I hope that this can maybe help somebody out here who's listening, you know, today. All right. All right. One of the first lessons I've learned, it would be relationships don't make you happy. And you're probably saying, excuse me, Benny Love. That's right. Relationships don't make you happy. You gotta already be happy. See, and I think that's why a lot of people get in relationships looking for somebody who can complete them. And you know what I've learned? That nobody can complete you. They can compliment you. You should already be completed. And I've learned that you really should take the time and find your own happiness before you decide you want to enter into a relationship that requires give and take with somebody else, if that makes sense, right? Because if you're not happy, I can absolutely promise you can't make nobody else happy. I'm absolutely promising you with that right there, right? So don't get into a relationship saying, I want a relationship that makes me happy. Instead, you want to learn to understand what your happiness is and what your joy is. And go for joy instead of happiness, because happiness is temporary, but joy can be everlasting. All right. The second lesson I've learned is your partner cannot change their behaviors for you. They must do it on their own. See, I think this is what happens a lot of times. People get into relationship and they think they're about to change somebody because if they let them do this, or they tell them about this, or they let them see this, that somehow you will be able to change that person. And one thing you'll realize is that you can't change nobody. They have to change themselves. And I think the quickest we understand that would be the better that we can get to another place in the relationships. You understand? Because often at times, if you notice, you're the most happiest and joy when you're doing your thing and you're being your authentic self, correct? But then when you get in a relationship, now there has to be some type of balance, and there has to be some understanding from both sides. And I don't think a lot of people understand both sides, because a lot of people get in relationships trying to understand what they can get out of the relationship and how they can make their partner see it their way. See, and that's where I think the harm is done, because you cannot change anybody. They have to change themselves. Okay? The next principle I learned is everyone is a work in progress. You know, a lot of times people get into relationships, they're acting like they're perfect. No, they act like, because I've been through this bad relationship, I know what a good relationship looks like. No, not at all. You know why? Because what people don't realize is that none of us are perfect. All of us have baggage. And the key is to learn from the trips we've already taken with that baggage. Okay? But what happens is, a lot of us don't learn from the relationships that we had and the trips we took in relationship land. And we end up finding that we bring the same baggage that we had when we was in a bad relationship. All right. So what you got to learn to do is empty your suitcase. You need to empty that suitcase and start packing it with new memories and new joys. It's the same way when you come to a relationship that you don't want to do the same exact things you did with your partner, right? You know what I mean? If you went to a certain restaurant all the time with that partner, it didn't work. But a lot of times you don't want to go back to that same one, because it's going to bring up memories for something that didn't work, right? So we got to understand that all of us, and I mean all of us, ladies and gentlemen, we're all a work in progress. And it's up to us to understand that, okay? My next lesson is, your truth is not necessarily the truth. Oh, I know some people are going to say, what are you talking about, Benny Love? Well, see, a lot of times we come with our own truth. We come with what our truth is at that moment and at that level of understanding. But what we got to understand, that individual truth is fluid. So expect it to change based on experience. All right? So something that maybe was true with a former partner, lover, or significant other may not hold the same weight in the same experience. Does that make sense? So don't base your truth and somehow try to make that truth be the new truth for where you're at and the level of understanding you're at that particular moment. Because, like with anything, it's not necessarily the same fix for every problem that you may have experienced. Some people are different. Well, not some people. All people are different in some fashion or form, right? So it's up to you to understand that, okay, this is a new experience. This is a new level of understanding. This is a new place. So understanding that this is a new place and a new understanding, it's up to you to do what you must do. Does that make sense? I'm telling you, man, I learned a lot of lessons, and I hope some of these lessons I'm giving you right now, I hope they just help you at least think about where you may be at this point in your life and what you may be doing and what you may not be doing. That's what's absolutely important, all right? Take it from me to love, baby, because I want everybody to love everybody. All right? My next lesson. Your attention is like fertilizer. Place it only on what you want to grow. Wow, that's deep right there, right? It's easy to be negative or condescending. It's much more challenging, yet infinitely more rewarding, to point out the similarities or positives with your partner and to note their higher qualities. If you water the weeds of negativity, those less inspiring qualities will quickly grow and overtake your ability to see any goodness in your situation. You understand? And I hope that you really take that to heart. Your attention is like fertilizer. Place it only on what you want to see grow. Does that make sense? Oh man, this music is so relaxing. What are you doing right now? Are you laying down while you're listening to this? Are you riding in your car while you're listening to this? Are you in your bubble bath while you're listening to this? Well, whatever it may be, I hope that you're enjoying what I'm bringing to your mind. Because I love to stimulate the mind. Because that puts you in a whole nother level, baby. All right? Let me be good. I'm over here in the Spectrum House over here thinking I'm in the Benny Love House. But it's all good. It's the Benny Love House when I'm here, damn it. All right. So like I was saying, your attention is like fertilizer. Place it only on what you want to see grow. Don't point out the negative. Don't focus on the negative. Don't harbor on the negative. Focus and point out only on what's powerful, what's beautiful, what's amazing. That's what you want to do, and that's where you want to do it. Does that make sense? Change is another lesson. Change is consistent. So don't keep the past on life support. I want you to think about that for a second. Change is a constant. Don't keep the past on life support. Too many of us, we hold out and we focused on what hasn't changed. But we need to focus on the person you've become today and the person you fell in love with. See, whatever change you want in your life, ladies and gentlemen, it's up to you to make that change happen. That I can promise you. Don't focus on the negative that happened in another relationship, because that does not help your current situation. Does that make sense? So why even put your energy there? Why even put your energy in such a way that whatever you focus on expands? I guess that's the best way to say it. So if you keep focusing on the negative will expand, and therefore you won't be able to see what the positive is. Does that make sense? It's like focusing on growing weeds. The weeds will grow, and you won't even be able to see the green grass anymore. So don't put it on life support, ladies and gentlemen. The next lesson I learned is your ideal relationship will be unique to you. Love may not look how you imagine. You may not be married by the time you're in your 30s, 40s, or 50s. You may not have children, but it's all okay. Learn the lessons. See, a lot of times we set things what we want to happen at a certain time. And life doesn't always work on that time. You understand? And then you got to be open to it being different. You got to be open to it just may or may not work out the exact way you want it to work out. But here's what I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever happens will happen in its own unique way for you. That I can promise you. Does it make sense? Yeah. Because don't judge somebody else's relationship and then try to compare them to what you may be looking for. Because one thing I can absolutely promise you, your ideal relationship will be ideally unique for you. Okay? So don't sit around and harbor about what could or could be. I want you to take it to heart, and I want you to focus on what's unique for you. Every single marriage, every single relationship, every significant other will be absolutely different and unique in his own way. That I can promise you. Does that make sense? Absolutely, it does. Right? I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make in a relationship, and I think we talked about this earlier, is seeking your happiness in the other person. I won't go back over that, but I just want to remind you that no one can make you happy. You have to already be happy. The best relationships I've found are the relationships that complement each other. They're the relationships that allow that person to identify and amplify your greatness, and you complement, identify, and amplify their greatness. Period. Full stop. Okay? The best indication of your future is the past. There's a lot of things that you got to remember. It takes two to be in a relationship, okay? Not one, not one and a half, not one and three quarters. It takes two whole individuals to be in a powerful, significant relationship. And you both bring something to the table, okay? And what we've got to learn is how to respect what we both bring to the table. And if what someone is bringing to the table doesn't fit into your uniqueness, then that may be a sign that they're really not complimenting who you are. It doesn't make them a bad person or a horrible person. It just makes them not the right person for you. Does that make sense? Let me know. You know, you can, you know, on the app, you can hit the feedback line and then just leave me a message. Just say, Benny Love, this is what I thought about this, et cetera, et cetera. And I love to hear your feedback. You, while you're listening to this right in the Bashani Radio app, just go to the feedback button and leave a message. I would love to hear your feedback. Okay? And also, I can hear your voice and see if your voice is as sexy as mine's, right? I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. All right. And I'm going to drop this last one because I got to get out of Bob's mansion over here. All right. And this is the last but not the least. You must learn to give what you want to receive. Let me break this down for you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I'm going to break this down because this is so important. You know, people don't realize a lot of times because, you know, a lot of times we want to just only focus on what we want. All right. But you must give what you want to receive. If you want love, you must be more loving. If you want understanding, you must be understanding. That's the proper sequence. Giving first, then being open to receiving. But remember, you must give without expecting anything in return. Also, because the emotional bank account between you and your partner may be in the red, you may have to give a lot more than you initially thought to get out of debt and begin experiencing the flow of reciprocity. Okay? I think that right there is probably the most important one, ladies and gentlemen. You got to give what you want to receive. And that's the absolute easiest way to know if you're in sync with someone and if someone is in sync with you. Because if you're giving what you want, I can promise if they're in sync with you, they will look for those things to give back to you without you asking. And that I can understand absolutely, okay? Because if you want to get into a relationship and it's all about you, then you probably shouldn't be in a relationship. You should just be with yourself. So that way you can give yourself exactly what you want, how much of it you want, everything you want, and you don't have to worry about giving anybody else anything else because you're so busy trying to take care of you. You understand? And I want you to really think about that last one because I think that is a really, really big issue when it comes to relationships. Everybody get in a relationship and they really want to ask, what can I get out of this relationship? But a lot, they don't say to themselves, what can I give in this relationship? You understand? And that's why people don't realize that a lot of times we don't get what we want because we don't give what we need. Okay? Does that make sense? I'm telling you, it's like when I get on this show right here, all I want to give is love and understanding. All I want to give is I want you to feel the pure energy I give when I'm speaking to you. I want you to close your eyes when you are listening to what I'm saying. Because there's something going on deeper in the words that you probably won't get. And you have to understand what it's all about, right? Learn to give what you want to receive. And I promise you will have a better experience when it comes to relationships, okay? Like I said at the beginning of this, I'm not a relationship expert. I got my ups, downs. I got my wins. I don't believe in losses. I just believe in lessons. All right. So in every blessing, there's a lesson. And in every lesson, there's a blessing. And everybody that you are involved with have the opportunity to teach you something. And I think that's really important that we take the time to learn from all experiences that we've had, okay? You know, hate is a strong word, but I dislike when I have to leave you here. And especially, I'm not even in the Benny Love house. I'm over in the Spectrum Mansion, you know, while Bob Ivory is away. And but I don't like leaving you no matter where I'm at because, you know, right now I'm on a private island somewhere out the country, and I'm just thinking about you. I'm thinking about all of you and how can I serve you. That's what I always want to understand, okay? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I am Benny Love, aka the Concierge of Love, aka Mr. Midnight, aka your Chief Love Officer, aka Chocolate Thunder. Just remember, you can catch me over at Late Night with Benny Love every weekend. I'm doing my thing, and sometimes when people allow me to just take over their studio, like Bob Ivory allowed me to be here in the mansion today over at the Spectrum Mansion, you know, I'm going to do my thing over here. So I'm going to have to lock up now and skedaddle. But I want to thank you for allowing me to be part of your life, okay? You can learn more about me at Bashani Radio app. You can listen online at BashaniRadio.com and click on the Late Night with Benny Love tab. Or if you're listening in the app, just go to the feedback button and leave me a message and let me know how you like the show and or what's on your mind. I just want to know what's on your mind, all right? Because I love you and you can't do a damn thing about it, right, baby? Sure, you're right. I just never like to leave and get off this microphone, but it is that time. It really is that time to get out of here. Just remember, I'll be right back next week, right in the Benny Love house. Late Night with Benny Love on Bashani Radio. I promise you, I love you with everything I got.
You're listening to Late Night with Benny Love, the Chief Love Officer on the Bashani Radio app. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
It's time for me to go. Y'all know I don't never really want to go. I'll be having these old long-winded goodbyes. But I hope some of the things I told you today, if you didn't really grasp some of the things I said, I want you to rewind here and let me know what you think, okay? And make sure you join me over at Late Night with Benny Love every weekend on Bashani Radio app. I promise you. And I want to give a shout out and a thanks to all the media outlets that said that Benny Love Show, the women are really, really enjoying it. And ladies, that's what I'm here for. Don't get it twisted, brothers. Brothers, I ain't got nothing but love for you. But, you know, I'm here for these ladies right here because I want them to have a great experience with us. All right? Until next time, this has been The Spectrum. with Mr. Bob Ivory, who's not here and I'm filling in for him. And my name is Benny Love. That's Late Night with Benny Love on Bashani Radio app, okay? I love you. I promise you. I love you. And you can't do a damn thing about it. Ladies, good night. All right. Oh. Just let it ride. Let it talk to you for a second, right? Oh. Yeah. Good night. Mr. Bob Ivory will be back next week on the Spectrum. Make sure y'all check him out, alright? Alright. Let's get it down.
Designed Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.